We kick off hour number two of the program live from the Fan Run Studios here as we get set to take on Duke. It's Fan Run Radio. It goes back to college, and apparently we're all basketball players.
Yeah, we are.
You feeling good about this?
No.
Yeah.
Yesterday broke my spirit. Also, two games in 2 days. Sheesh.
Yeah, I know. The legs are going to be...
At least we get the weekend.
Be tough.
Going to be 3 games in 3 days and then a two-day break.
Mm. Well, you mentioned college football over-under win totals are out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's obviously different places to find these. I've got the SEC for Caesars Entertainment pulled up at the moment. So I don't know if you had different ones or the same, but I believe everyone I've seen for Tennessee has the Vols at 7.5.
Yep.
I did see where SEC Mike said, at least in one book, it was like minus, oh, and it's this way for Caesars, minus 160 for over 7.5.
So, oh.
So it actually pays better if you think they're going under.
Correct.
So it's saying that 8's
more likely than
where
7.
Where
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming these bets are only on if the season takes place as currently scheduled. I didn't know if it possibly changes, if they're moving the start time of the season back to, let's say, November or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that'd be book by book. I don't know if they played all 12 games. I don't know if it matters when they happen, but if they, you know, if everybody cuts a non-conference game or something to back the schedule up a week or two.
Remember our West Virginia situation?
Yeah, yeah.
West Virginia was set at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So if they won over 7 games, which we figured there's no way they don't.
Well, they needed didn't they have a game canceled?
They did. See, that's the thing. They easily had over 7.
No,
but they had the game canceled, and so the bet was
void. Void.
Yeah. Killer.
Alabama 10.5 wins, -140 on the over.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson 11.5, -140 on the over. -140 on the over. I think Clemson's going undefeated. Okay. Florida at 10, -135 on the over. Georgia also at 10, -125 on the under. LSU 9, -130 on the under. Interesting. And as you mentioned, Tennessee 7.5. The over is the favorite.
You might put a little money on the under just to kind of buy the wins.
You could do that. It's the way it works.
No, I know we get to 8. I know we've had a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Or I make some money. It's like, dadgummit, we weren't that good. We went 7-5.
But
I get a little cash.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To get to 8.
Long time to.
If you're looking at the schedule, I mean, if you think we'll just get 8, that means the 4
Oklahoma,
losses.
Georgia, Florida, Bama.
Yeah.
In theory. Though,
and
I don't know, Georgia's
not blowing a game to somebody else.
People are a little, I don't know.
I feel pretty good about 8. Because I would almost, I don't know. It feels like there's a decent chance you actually pull some crazy upset out of one of those 4. But then I also do think there's a chance you obviously lose one of the other, you know,
sure,
8 games, but you'd still end up 8-4. Other SEC lines, Arkansas 3.5, Auburn 8.5, Florida 10, Georgia 10, Kentucky 7, LSU 9.
Kentucky 7? What's the...
The over is -135.
Okay.
They'll probably get 7.
I saw a lot of people saying that they like that. They like Kentucky to go over 7.
I do, especially if there's no fans in the stands for these games.
I'm assuming their schedule is pretty cake again, if we expect them to win 8 games.
I can't tell you the last time they played a really good non-conference opponent.
Who, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Well, they play Louisville every year, so that's kind of...
Yeah, they've been
like even with Lamar Jackson, like the team really wasn't that good.
Yep.
Mississippi State is 6.5, and the over's +150 for Mike Leach's squad.
Yikes.
Oh, did you see what his punishment is?
Oh,
no.
He has to go to 2 separate museums.
Oh, yeah. Nate read that yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know,
we talked about it.
He has to take guided tours, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like heaven for him. He probably was all about that.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably be teaching the tour guide.
Missouri 5, Ole Miss 5.5, South Carolina 5.5, Tennessee 7.5, Texas A&M 9.5, and Vanderbilt 3. For Vanderbilt. Over minus 150 for the Commodores.
Hmm. So they're thinking 2?
I feel like over-unders are much more fun with really bad teams than good teams. Like, good teams, it's like, yeah, that's about where I expect. Bad teams, it's like, I don't know.
I can't
be worse.
Yeah, but like the bad teams, you know nothing about them.
That's what's more fun.
Could you name one Vanderbilt player right now?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Saban Lee. He's on the basketball team.
Yeah.
Did he declare?
Yeah.
I think he declared.
Did he?
I think
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Did he declare? Oh, he can't. Duh. He was a freshman, right? Last year? Yeah. Obviously, I was talking football, guys.
Okay.
I don't know if he declared or not. I did want to say, like, for Vanderbilt, when they had their
takeover
yeah. on the SEC Network, one of their games that they aired was their big win over ETSU.
Mm-hmm.
In football, not basketball. Like,
well,
right. Got those in-state victories.
I mean, very limited selection for Vanderbilt.
Man, look at this Duke crowd, Houston. You ready for this? We get to wear the orange uniforms since we're on the road this time.
Vanderbilt does play Kansas State this year.
I might.
Why does Billy's shoes get to stay green? You're a little showboat.
Yep.
You got to just be. You got to
have Kobe's.
Huh?
They're Kobe's.
That's fine, but they didn't have to be neon green.
I have green Kobe's.
Okay.
I tried to make it as realistic as possible. It looks like we're in a zone.
Guard your man, Billy.
It looks like we're in a zone. What do you mean?
Giving up rebounding already.
Well, that was quick. 2-0, Duke. Whose responsibility was that?
I don't know if we're in a zone or not, but it looked like John's.
Yeah, it did look like John's man. Well, John's man got open in the corner.
I do feel sorry for you, quote-unquote, big guys have to go up against. Billy just got
good
swatted.
Rebound by John Reed.
John Reed going against Vernon Carey. That's not going to work.
We got to kick it out for those open
back
threes.
Back-to-back block shots for Carey. Duke's off and running.
Yeah, it looks like we're in a zone. Corner. We just keep giving up that corner.
Oh,
three.
Good rebound by Davey.
That was me. I left my man.
Gonna start the break.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's like a movement.
A bunch of outside shots.
Shoot it. Oh, I'm trying to make something happen.
Got the switch.
All right, look at me feeding the post. There you
Davey
go.
Actually got a shot off.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
he missed it.
4-0.
Look. Yeah. Another
corner
three.
That one's going in.
Can we quit
yeah.
leaving that guy wide open? Is that your spot?
I don't know.
Are
I
you
don't
the
know.
Bottom right in this 2-3 zone?
Easy.
Why are
easy.
We playing zone, Bear?
Shoot it.
Oh. Step back for Chris.
Oh.
We can't.
What is the deal? They robbed us. Billy made us so bad.
We're playing man-to-man.
Cashes. You know,
good rebound, Hudson. Yeah.
That's two.
Flying in for the board.
I'm demanding the basketball. We got to set up some offense here. Well, look at that pass to Williford.
It's a foul. Put me on
the
line.
Hey, at least you finished. At least you made the shot.
Hey, we're not down like
5-2.
30-0.
It was a great pass, Nate.
There goes the shutout for Duke.
All
you
right,
hate to see
we're
it.
We're in man.
I mean, he could have given me a point or something after running back down
I got
the court.
Him. I got him. I'm on Stanley. He's mine.
All right.
Go with double.
Oh, Bear must have got us out of
Jones,
the zone.
Nate.
Nate tried to switch even though there was no screen.
Oh, God. Now
a little confused.
Oh,
boy.
This is not good.
Get bullied, Hodges. Get bullied.
Goodness.
The seven-footer.
Yeah, 7-footer against my 5'9 postie. Didn't really work.
7-2. Blue Devils, John Reed setting up some offense.
Set a screen for you, Chris.
I want the screen. Look
to the basket.
What's a walk?
Gosh.
It's a Euro step.
We're forcing it a little bit too much.
Yeah, inside.
Trey Jones lockdown.
We really didn't think this through. 9-2, Blue Devils lead. Hodges brings it up. Kicks to Reed on the wing. Eyes.
We got a stagger for Chris.
Running some off the
ball. Yep, to the rack. Got a pull up. missed it. Davey rebound, stink back, it's good.
4 points.
I mean, if it wasn't for Davey getting some boards, we would be in trouble.
Mm. Rebounding is not a team strength.
We're hanging around.
Chris just happy to jack some shots up this one.
I don't like the switch.
Oh, well, I haven't taken a three. I'm trying to get inside. I'm trying to get the
Jones.
Flow.
Not going
to
work out well.
They keep switching, so I'm having to guard Vernon Carey. John comes help me, and we double team.
It doesn't matter.
He still finished.
Yeah.
At least I didn't get elbow in the chest that time.
See, it's times like these I kind of wish Vernon would declare for the draft, but...
And Bear takes a timeout.
Oh, it's okay. We got Russ coming in with the high socks and the Converses to save the day.
We'll hit a break. We'll come back with more. We got more over-unders. College football. Expanded playoff? Playoffs.
80s won it.
Things are looking up, Chris.
I just traveled and got away with it.
Oh, look at that pass.
Tried to hit you for the layup.
Yeah.
Swatted. How many blocks do they have? 8?
A lot.
They have more blocks than we have points.
All right, we're going to the bench.
Yeah. Everyone comes out except Billy. Interesting.
I saw his rotation. It's fair.
All right.
Brandon Orick inbounding. Finds Rick Butler.
In Pumas. Makes sense. It adds up. He is the fastest man at Fan Run.
Oh,
I learned the other day that Puma's just another... I knew it was a big cat, but I didn't know it was technically the same genus as mountain lion, cougar.
Yeah, they just call them different things depending on where you are in the world.
We have cut to 5. It's 13 to 8. We started getting some stops.
There's Alex O'Connell right there with the ball.
I thought he transferred.
Yeah, he's not on the team. Okay.
Get a rebound.
Okay. Okay.
Boy, Chance. Pushing tempo. Billy.
Interesting.
Long two.
Hey, long two.
There we go. There we go.
He juked his stats.
Think so?
Yep. He just wants me on the bench.
Mm.
So what happens? Every time I go out of the game, Billy starts hitting shots. Why do I go out first? What did I do?
And Javon Delorier, the 7-footer, just goes right.
Yeah, we're
another 7-footer. Good.
We're struggling a little bit with him inside. So, no one expected that.
Still
it happens. So, athletic directors voted on an expanded playoff. Is it 25-26 when the current 4-team deal ends?
I don't think they voted. Then they just kind of took a poll, right?
Billy Williford for 3.
Keeping us in this game!
Is that 9 points?
I don't know. 8?
You made both free throws, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's 9. Yeah.
That's why I stayed in the game.
Oh, Russell Smith!
How does Russell have the play of the game every game?
He just blocked the shot, palmed the ball out of the air, cupped it. That was incredible. Now Chance to the rack,
and he
scores.
Duke is shook.
It's tied.
Duke is shook.
Fan Run on a run. AD's overwhelmingly favorite expanded college football playoff. It was Brett McMurphy of Stadium, Houston. A whopping 88% of FBS athletic directors, those are the big boys, want an expanded college football playoff when the current playoff contract ends after the 2025 regular season, according to a survey conducted by Stadium. Of those athletic directors who favor an expanded playoff, 72% believe 8 teams should qualify. Also, 66% of the ADs said the highest-ranking non-Power 5 team should receive an automatic bid to an expanded playoff.
I don't mind that, but didn't they say every conference or Power 5 conference champ would get an automatic bid as well? Or did I just read that completely wrong?
That I didn't see that here in the main rundown. That might have been a quote from one particular...
Because I don't necessarily like that. I do, however... I don't mind giving a Boise State or University of Central Florida, since they've kind of been that team lately.
I just feel like the problem is that's going to be Notre Dame most years.
No. They count as Power 5.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't count them.
Even though they don't have a conference or a conference championship game?
Yeah, it even points that out here.
Okay. Just making sure. I just didn't want it to be the Notre Dame rule.
Mm-mm.
This was them in every year.
This was the most lopsided result, with 88% of the Eddies wanting an expanded playoff. Of that group, 72 wanted 8. 11% wanted either 12 or 16 teams. 5% wanted 6 teams, and only 12% want the playoff to remain at 4 teams.
I mean,
go ahead.
Of course, athletic directors want an expanded playoff. They want
more
more money and the opportunity for their team to be one of the teams without being one of the best four. I mean, it's pretty simple if you're an athletic director. If you're not good enough, you're not good enough. But if you're in the top 10, you want to have a shot. So, yeah, naturally.
Well, I mean, more games just equals more money. It's just the idea of having that opportunity. So I don't see why they would. I would be surprised.
Well, it's more money for everybody, right?
Like for their conference. Yeah. Nate, what percent did you say didn't want to expand?
Like
12%.
12%.
Here's the percentage that I read. 66% want an 8-team playoff to be Power 5 champs, one group of five, and two at large.
I'm telling you, that's a problem. It hadn't been a problem recently, but I just remember back in the BCS days, and you know, you'd have the when the Big East was the one of the power conferences, the Big East champion in the Orange Bowl, unranked, playing the third best team in the country from the whatever. It's like, I mean, you're gonna have years where there's gonna be a conference champ who's not any good, either because A, the conference is way down, or B, there was an upset in the championship game.
I agree with that, but there's still the opportunity for, like, I guess the best example is the LSU-Bama year, right?
Mm-hmm.
LSU wins in the regular season. Bama does not play for the SEC championship. They still made, was that a two team? That was two teams that year, right? They made the championship? Wasn't a 14 playoff. Yeah, so there's still the opportunity for that best team in the SEC to make it as one of the at-large, but I'm with you. Like, I don't know if every conference champ is a good idea, but it is kind of about what you do late, right? I mean, that kind of matters. I mean, there's going to probably be years where, you know, the Big 12 or the Big 10, the two teams that are right there at the top in the championship game have two or three losses each. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to happen. I don't hate it.
I don't understand why. I mean, I do. It's a bad side effect of this thing. Like, because we don't have like a committee that's out there doing this for the greater good of all college football. Like, everyone has a bias, and so every conference rep is going to want an automatic slot, so that when they're bad, they still get a team.
Yeah, naturally,
that everybody gets a shot. Whereas if they would really, I mean, if you really had somebody over the whole thing, you'd just say, no, why don't we just take the best 8 teams? Like, no matter what, why does it matter? I mean, most years, everybody's still going to get a shot when it's an 8-team field. Like, you're going to have 5 teams.
No, I like the just take the 8 best.
Yeah.
Now,
ditto.
Do you think, okay, can you be one of the 8 best if you don't win your conference? I say yes. Some people say
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you have to be.
Well, I think a lot of people like us that live in the South absolutely say yes, because normally that the two best teams in the nation are SEC teams.
Or just, I mean, Southeastern teams. Like, I mean, you can throw Clemson in that category.
Yeah, yeah. SEC footprint, right?
But I feel like year in and year out, we have people complain about that all the time.
Do you think every Power 5 conference should have a team guaranteed every year, even if it's not the quote-unquote conference champ?
No, I would like to see every conference be represented, but I don't think you need to set a broad rule that every conference does get a team in
there. I would think almost every year it's going to be that way anyway. I mean, if you have 8 slots, I mean, right now you can't do that. You only have 4, and you have 5 conferences. But if you have 8 slots, then as long as each conference has a pretty good team, it should work itself out.
I mean, I know you can't just look at this past year and say, oh, yeah, it would work out every single year, but it would have probably worked out this year. Oregon would have been your Pac-12 team, and you would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Clemson, and LSU. Right?
I'm thinking.
I understand the idea of wanting just to put a group of 5 team in there, because when you look at it, that gives somebody that Cinderella story component.
What's going to happen when there's no good one, though?
Like, it'll suck. Like, I guess you just give them the 8 seed and they're playing the best team in the country.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. How do they handle seeding when it comes to, like, does the group of five team just, are they always going to be up against the 1 seed basically every year? Because if I'm a power five, like if I'm group of five, I'm just kind of like, wait.
I mean, I think they would take it. It might not be ideal.
Oh, they take it. I don't know. Seems like, by the way, we're going to give you this spot. You're probably going to lose it every single year, unless you have an amazing team.
But yeah, I mean, you can.
But at least then they have a shot.
You could make an argument for an undefeated like Boise State or UCF that they might be a better than a 3-loss Big 12 team or 3-loss Pac 12 team. But yeah,
you can make the argument, yeah, but there's going to be a lot of years where I think everybody will know, okay, the 4th best team in the SEC is still way better than this team who didn't play anybody who, you know, somehow won a bunch of games. Well, that's where I think it'll get a little frustrating.
That's kind of like the NCAA tournament, though. I mean, you know, you could go down the list, but like Arkansas or Florida, Mississippi State, whoever was on that bubble's better than Winthrop.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't feel as bad because there's so many teams that get in. I mean, that's so far down the line. It marginalizes the error.
It just feels like we're going to get to 8, and then, of course, the next thing is going to be, 12 with a bye.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do 12 right now. If they want to take conference champs, you almost have.
Was that a question, or was it just expand to 8?
Well, I think they lumped 12 and 16 together. But, I mean, the ADs are idiots. They don't understand. Athletic directors are not game theory guys. Like, they don't, and they're not money.
Fulmer is.
I mean,
it's all about marketing. That's like, you just need a really good marketer at the AD position nowadays. And
be organized, raise money, make good decisions for your. It's more like a manager.
As a fan, I don't like it whenever I'm wanting someone to be in charge of, all right, make sure I get a good coach. So I think in the SEC, you have some of the guys that don't necessarily fit the marketing mold, but they know talent when they see it. But again, overall throughout the country, it is definitely, we just need somebody who's able to raise the money, get the donations in, and make sure we just have the funds to fund whatever new building we want, whatever new program we're trying to start up. That's what John Curry was. We definitely know he didn't know how to recognize talent.
See,
I mean, it's going to be weird when...
I know, like, people want that, but I think it's way more important to have a coach who can make really good... or an athletic director who can hire good coaches. I mean, because if you do that, all that other stuff will probably take care of itself.
I get that, but the people usually making that decision...
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying... like,
hiring the athletic director,
it's amazing. Yeah, they want to be wowed in the meeting with how much money can you... And the reality is they look at the solution before trying to fix the problem, which is typically... hire good coaches, develop talent, win. Then the fans, the donations, that'll all come.
Well, and you'd be surprised, too, with just – well, you probably wouldn't be surprised when you really look at it, but a lot of the, I guess, presidents of the universities or chancellors who are hiring the athletic director, they just look at it purely from an academia standpoint. They don't take into account, even though the numbers are there, how much of an impact having a good program –
well, no, they just want the money to come back to academics, which is obviously what a lot of athletic departments do. So they're like, oh, well, if you can raise all this money, then we're going to get our share of that. Really, wins and losses don't matter.
But, I mean, if you're looking at people like, I know Nick Saban's kind of an outlier in how well he's been able to win and how much money he brings into the program, but the numbers are in front of these people making these decisions. That, listen, if you're winning in football, especially for Power 5 schools, the money's going to come in, so just make sure you get a good coach, and everything will take care of itself on the back end.
But they look to save money up front and then just hope that the athletic director can...
Like the idea of paying a coach $5 million a year is just ludicrous to a lot of these
it's crazy. Whereas Alabama pays Nick Saban like $8 million and swears he's underpaid. But yeah, let's save money and then just hope that we magically raise it with a good athletic director. It's a really good... system.
The ACC went 7 out of 8 years where their champion was outside the top 11 in college football. So 7 out of 8 years, you had a team in the playoff that wasn't one of the best 8 teams. See, everybody thinks 8-team playoff will have the best 8. You start having conference champs automatically qualify. You might have 3 teams out of the top 8. You might have the top 5, and then the 9th team, the 12th team, the 17th team, and then the group of 5 team that's not even ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so stupid. Like, surely they'd make a group of 5 qualifier, like, got to be in the top 25, right? Or gotta
I would
be...
hope so.
I don't know. It's just like a lot of decision-making. They don't think about all the different ways it could go and the impact, the unintended consequences that'll be there. We'll come back with more. It's hour 2. As Fan Run Radio, keeping it close with Duke, only down 3. 2 minutes, 56 seconds left to go, first half. Crestus hit a 3. Williford's hit a 3. Davies hit a 3. Huh. Billy just got shoved down.
Oh, come on.
They Duke taps it in at the buzzer at halftime to go up 41-40.
Cody McClure was
or set, no, cut to, it to 41-40.
Set to check in, but
I didn't get in.
Didn't get the opportunity.
That's a shame.
I would like Cody's, to see Cody's debut, yeah.
Not a bad first half, though. We do have the lead. 41-40 over Duke.
I mean, the fact 3 and out, just knocking down threes kind of fits.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Dave even got the green circle of fire there on the last one.
I think that just means the shot's going in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't always.
Good release.
Yeah. They usually give it to you if it's like a good shot, like you're not trying to force something. Because like when you're playing the game, if you're actually the user, it really does. They've taken into account if you're just trying to throw something up, like your likelihood of it going in versus working within the offense.
Hmm.
As far as how 2K kind of runs their system.
Yeah, it rewards better smart, shot selection.
Yeah, just smart play in the game. Like, just how far really sports games in general have developed over the years.
I want to see that blocked shot systems. By
Russell. It was on the highlight earlier.
Yeah.
It'll be on his highlight,
top
I'm sure,
performers,
right?
Top performers, Davey Hudson, 5 points, 5 rebounds.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. I don't know what Kenny's doing.
Yeah. Shaq really thinks we're going to take over here, I think.
Mm-hmm. He's a big SEC guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kenny and ACC guy, so.
Mm-hmm. So we lead, right? We're up 41-40?
41-40.
Wow. Got to give Bear credit for making the adjustments after that first that early timeout.
I love the trampoline dunkers.
I think we might just play better on the road.
Nah, that's...
Yeah, I like Tennessee.
It's not a bad...
Kind of a weird lineup for the third quarter here.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
We got...
Getting their minutes
Tanner,
out of the way.
Hayden, John, Chance.
I think Bears is trying to throw Duke off.
God, Chance is wide open. Give him the basketball.
Like Coach K is probably like, all right, here's what Hayden. They're probably going to do coming out of the half. And then Bears just like, nope, we're just going to go with a different lineup. Than
take it, Tanner Carson. Look at that move.
Bear out coaching K.
You love to see it.
He got him with the okie doke right there.
Well,
I'll take it.
That's always calling him Rat Boy. I can't wait for the post game handshake. See if there's going to be some fisticuffs.
Well, Bear is the smartest man at Fan Run, so it was only the logical decision to make him the head coach. It's Dr. Bear.
Who gave him that title? Did he give himself that title?
I think it maybe. I think I heard it somewhere.
Sure.
So I just kind of ran with it.
Well, so far today, he doesn't look like an idiot.
Bad shot.
Bad shot by Chance. Chance. Pump fake. Yeah, defense then closes shooting. Out, and then you shoot it. What are you doing?
Late on the shot clock.
I mean, he led the team in scoring last week. He's probably thinking he's got the green light to just shoot whatever he wants.
Burn and carry. Just him.
Killing us on the boards.
Man among boys.
Duke leads 44-43, 8:39 to go.
Maybe we're older than him.
Well, 18:39 to go, actually. Second half.
Charlie
was pretty
good
in the first half.
Good screen
by Bucket.
Get him the ball on the. There we go. Oh Chuck, come on, man. We got to have that.
Got to finish.
Got to have that one. Got to make the bunnies.
Can't let them get out in transition.
Could we have another Stephen F. Austin moment?
John Reed, D'ing up Vernon Carey Jr. I'm sure this is going to go well. Wow. I mean, that looked realistic.
Make him earn it.
I feel like John Reed would totally just hack Vernon Carey and not let him score.
At this point, that might be the best.
It's a good strategy. Yeah.
Travis Cabbage tweets in, says he's calling it right now. Durham Davey with a dagger three at the buzzer will send Duke home with a loss.
Mm. Would Davey miss that shot on purpose?
Yes.
I like Aiden.
Maybe not on purpose, but his brain would be wondering if he should, and so he would just miss it.
Hmm.
Do I want to make this? Yeah, probably. Probably an air ball. Well, so far the foul, not great. Made the first free throw.
Typically, guys though that wanted to like play at one school their whole life, and then they weren't good enough to go there, and then they go somewhere else, and they're really good, and they come back to play. I mean, typically they go off.
I was a grad transfer.
Hmm. That's your story.
Yeah, I played a little bit. Obviously, I wasn't up there with the guys that are just the Zions, the RJ Barretts, the Brandon Ingrams of the world, but it was a good life experience, you know?
Brotherhood.
Yeah. You got your parents got new jobs and everything. Chance for three.
Mm.
No good.
He's just not on. He's not on this game like he was.
This is like one of those Rick Barnes lineups. Where are we going to go for offense right now?
Oh.
And we're just fouling
them. Foul in the paint. Jeez. Mm. All right. Well,
probably need the starters back in the game.
Yeah. Coach Bear sent him to the daggum table.
It's a long way to go. Long way to go.
ESPN.
Smart foul.
This is weird because Hard Knocks is HBO, but ESPN is reporting that it will be a Rams-Chargers split.
All right. Did you see the Rams aren't paying Todd Gurley Matthews?
I did see that. How does that work?
I actually haven't followed up with
They're behind on checks?
Gurley just tweeted, at Rams NFL, pass due, send money ASAP. And then Clay Matthews quote tweeted, you and me both, TG. Better get some interest with that, too.
Oh, okay. I mean, they've got a point.
Kroenke's got the money. I mean, that's not an issue.
The Rams believe they are in full compliance with the language and the players' contracts.
Oh, they're going to try to play that game.
A source told ESPN. The team declined to comment.
Yikes.
So...
Does it say what that language is exactly?
Following their decision to cut Gurley, the Rams owed him $7.55 million in roster bonus. Because of offset language in Gurley's contract, the team does not have to pay him $2.5 million of what is owed. Matthews was due a fully guaranteed $2 million roster bonus. However, his contract also has offsetting language for $2 million. This isn't the first time Gurley has publicly commented on money owed to him by the Rams. Late last month, he commented, at Rams, thanks for the check today, on an NFL Instagram post that featured him wearing a Falcons uniform. So he was saying like he got it, and he was kind of rubbing it in their face that he's with the Falcons now.
I guess.
Some money, that they're paying him even though he doesn't play for them.
But now they're apparently not going to pay him? So Clay Matthews, according to the Rams, might get nothing based on the offset language? Owed $2 million, but the offset language was apparently for $2 million.
That's what it says. What a pass, Charlie Collier to Hayden Wallen.
Well, we cut it to one.
Intern to intern.
It's a brotherhood.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's why you got to start.
I like this. We've got such a deep bench. Just the Hackadookie.
Just wearing them down.
Hackadookie's a great strategy. They're missing free throws. We're messing up their rhythm. We're so deep. We got fouls to give. They're going to get worn out. They'll be all bruised up.
It's an interesting strategy.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. Did you see the NBA is doing a horse competition?
I saw them talking about it. Is that actually going to be a thing?
Woj dropped the bomb, so I think so.
Bringing it full circle?
So... they're going to be in separate gyms?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be terrible.
There's no way it's good.
I feel like this works with racing stuff, but not actual team sports. You know? Like, I heard that the iRacing stuff's going on. One that's even easier and better is, like, the apparently the cycling, like, world tour. Like, they can all get on their trainers with the computers. Basically, like, you know, Peloton compete against each other, and it's them actually doing it. They're actually riding, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of makes sense.
Kind of, but I guess.
But I don't know how you do basketball separate from people. I mean, the way you move kind of depends on the way the other person moves. Horse. I mean, I.
I'd rather
does
see like
want to watch them play horse.
No,
I'd rather see like a 3-point.
Yeah, well, I think they've mentioned that might be in the works, but horse.
Yeah, I don't like
so it. I'm going to watch a guy shoot one shot at a time, and then the other guy tries to hit it? It's just, I don't know. I get it. You're trying to think of anything you can right now if you're some of these players in these leagues to keep people interested, to sell anything at all to a sponsor or advertiser. I totally understand that. I mean, we're watching ourselves play basketball. But that just feels, I mean, they've already tried, what, the players playing each other on 2K. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a flop. That won't last very long.
Because there's no commentators. Like, I feel like, you know, you need to get, like, Kevin Harlan and those guys on board to call the game instead of just hearing the video game call it. Like, I feel like Charles Barkley would be good at it. Heck, even get the TNT guys on board to do it. I know it was kind of an ESPN production, but have something where someone's calling the action and it's just not the players talking back and forth.
Horse.
Yeah.
Been the theme of the show today as I take it inside and get my shot blocked by another 7-footer.
Yeah, you got to stop doing that, man.
We're right in it, though. It's only 54-51. Duke leads by 3 as Davey Hudson tries to make something happen in the ISO game. Kicks to Kress in the corner. He's got an angle. He shoots.
Take that.
Bam!
That's what I'm talking about.
Cuts it to 1. Duke leads 54-53.
I'm back.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Final segment. Hour 2 next.
Layup. Jeez. If I was coaching this team, it'd be different.
It's all tied up.
58.
Barry took a timeout after that.
Probably wise, as long as he doesn't bench me.
Lackadaisical defensive stand right there.
Horrible after offensive execution. We just give up a wide open layup on the backside.
E. Wade tweeted in about the college football playoff expansion. What if, and this sounds crazy because we're so Americanized with our sports brackets, but he said, what if you just randomize the 8 teams? Like, what if there's no seeding?
Every year?
You made it? I mean, that's what they do in world soccer. Like, now, they typically, it's really interesting. In international events, they typically will seed a portion of the bracket and then have unseeded teams. Mm. So maybe you seed the top 4 teams, and then the other 4 are just randomly drawn.
Isn't that what the TSSAA does for state basketball tournaments? Don't they just draw out of a hat?
Oh, yeah. They just draw randomly. Anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, just draw. Because, you know, a lot of those teams don't play each other enough to really know what it should be anyway. And you know, like in the World Cup, they'll seed 1 out of every 4 teams, I believe. They might have gone to 2 out of every 4. But basically, it makes sure that their top 8 teams aren't in the same group with each other when they, you know, put their 32 teams out there. I mean, it's not a crazy idea. I mean, if you seed the top 4, then you're at least not going to get, you know, Clemson, Alabama in round 1, basically. You know, they're going to be at least – well, they'll be seeded, so they'll still be – if they win, they'll still play each other at the time that makes sense in our head. But that would give the group of 5 team a – they'd still be the underdog in the first round if they're, you know, obviously –
but at least then they'd have a shot at the 4 seed and not necessarily the 1 every single year.
Right.
Which
right.
is it just makes one or it up 2 more than likely.
And it would – it would make a little more sense. Russell just hit a left-handed sky hook.
That's two sky hooks in 2 games.
I don't think it counted. Shot clock violation.
Oh, no.
Bench him.
Cody. Here comes Cody McClure. We got Cody in the game.
Did you give him knee pads?
he didn't give me any input.
All right.
Duke's home for the last shot. We got Cody on Vernon Carey. It's a smart play.
A lot of hustle out of Cody, I thought.
Good help defense.
And Vernon.
But it allowed the offensive rebound.
I think he's 9 of 10 on the night.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's killing us.
Half court.
Ooh,
three quarter.
Rimmed out.
Tanner Carson almost went down.
You get Tanner more shots.
Duke leads by 4 as we are 10 minutes left to go, second half in this one. We're in it. We're hanging in there.
We are. It's winning time.
Yeah.
Now is winning time.
Yeah. Is Reggie Miller
bear.
Famously
let's get coined. The let's get the starters in there. Let's get the shooters in there. Number 22 in there.
Yeah, alley-oop. Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm. Looks like a little hanging on the rim there by the game. Might have been a technical.
I like how Duke was so afraid of us. They moved to play in a bigger arena instead of the normal friendly confines of Cameron Indoor Stadium.
No comment.
Okay. But that I don't know. That'd be something. I still think 12 would be the magic number. They won't do
first
it,
four
though.
Get the bye.
Yeah, they're so simple minded. It'll go 8, and 8 will probably be wonderful. Probably be incredible drama. Great games here and there.
And then in 5 years,
then they'll
be,
go to
yeah,
16.
Good. Yeah, you think
then,
they'll skip 12?
Yeah, I think probably so. I mean, that math's just too hard.
If they go to 16, though, do we at least get some home games, or do you think they continue with the whole neutral site
only?
They
asked them on this for the quarterfinals, and it was almost 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I guess because they were like, well, it'll be easy with four quarterfinals just to use the bowl sites.
So would they...
Basically, there wouldn't be like a Sugar Bowl anymore.
Well, there would be. It would just be part of the.
Right.
They just eat into that.
Yeah, yeah.
They could split the revenue, I guess, for the teams versus if it's a home game, you'd likely would just have one team getting all that extra money.
Yeah, I guess that's. Well, I mean,
not
you could force. If you give it to them, you could still force them to split.
That's what TWSAA does to the high schools. You have to pay them like 85% of your gate before expenses.
Really?
Yeah.
Before expenses?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, but sometimes teams with the girls' games, they'll lose money. They'll actually host a sub-state game and lose money because you got to pay all security, cleaning, all that stuff. Ticket takers and TWSAA just abuse these high schools. It's sad. But anyway, rant over. Ah, Charlie's going cold. We're now down 6.
Need our subs.
Oh, what a block!
You said he's gone cold. He's playing good defense,
yep,
though.
Yep. Russell Smith on Delorier.
Oh, man.
It's a bucket.
That's just, it's too easy. They're so big.
All right, Bear, we're down 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Need you to make a move.
I mean, run a play for me or something. Jeez.
You really saw how selfish people are when they watch themselves play video games. All Crest can talk about
the
game.
I do it as a joke.
So do I.
If you notice. Yeah. Oh, there's
a big
go.
Three by Rick Butler. Needed it.
Had to have that
needed
one.
That three.
So we got, is that Brandon in? We got Rick, Charlie, Billy, Russell. I don't know if I said
Hey, we
Charlie.
Doubled Vernon right there. That was smart.
That was smart. We got him to kick it back out. Now it's coming out and set the ball screen.
I'm surprised they didn't
nice
it
shot clock.
Nice
get
high
a rebound.
Heads by Smith.
No way that's going down. Attaboy, Charlie.
Big rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Wide open in the corner.
Oh, Trey Jones.
Oh, what a pass.
Trey Jones.
You were
a
good
score.
Decoy.
Brandon Warrick with
good
a bucket.
Good decoy.
Great pass by Rick Butler.
Spread the floor.
Blitz the
get
blitz.
Get the layup.
Looks like some...
I think you guys are onto something by the fact we weren't able to practice as much because of coronavirus. The guys on the same shows seem to kind of have a better
there's
feel
some chemistry.
For yeah,
yeah.
Where they're going to be.
And yet, there's Billy out there without us.
You guys play without me?
We're at the scores table, Chris. Ready to come in.
We better get these last 6 minutes.
Foul.
Foul.
Someone please.
Oh, out of bounds.
I'll take a turnover, I guess. Oh, no, we get the ball.
And Trey's fouls
yeah.
Oh, out of bounds.
I love coming into the game on an inbound on my side of the floor.
Baseline
this
inbound.
Is, oh, this is my shot. Wherever I get it. Definitely my shot.
You're in the corner. Big corner.
Far corner.
This game.
Swing it. What are you doing? Hodges just dribbling away.
Gosh, shot clock's about. We're going to Charlie. He's been hot.
Needed it. That was a good box out by Hudson. The ball just did not bounce the right way off.
He didn't move. He just boxed him out and stood there.
I'm having to guard Vernon Carey, all right?
That's a
somebody
foul
else
on
needs
Charlie.
To do something on the defensive end.
We better make a run right here. Gonna have to have it.
The starters are in the game.
Need to call some quick hitters there, Bear. That'd be pretty clutch. Did I see something yesterday about college football starting in October?
It was probably just the idea of if things get pushed back so far because of coronavirus, there's
they
a chance
can still
they
do
move
it.
Yeah.
Start it in October and play the full season? Okay. That would be weird. Has the NFL said anything other than we still plan on starting on time?
No, they are. Their current issue right now relates to getting the setup for the NFL draft because they're doing it virtually, but they need to have some IT people come into the coaches' houses, and there's in some areas where the virus has been more rampant.
Can't get in.
Well, they can get in, but they're just worried about having – like some coaches are worried about having people – or I guess GMs – having people come into their house, and some of the IT guys just say, even though these people might have been in quarantine, I don't feel comfortable leaving my place to go over there.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the NFL really thought this through or just decided to dump their decision on the coaches and players, and it's really going to be a lot more difficult to host this draft than they ever anticipated.
Just gave – Davey Hudson, incredible pass, top of key three, and he missed it.
Yeah, Nate drew the double team off the screen, pick and roll. Davey wide open, top of the key.
We're down nine.
I feel like Davey's starting to throw the game.
He's triple team. Somebody's open. Somebody's open.
Make a decision. Davey's going to have to take a bad shot here. Told you.
Made it. Oh, it was in and out. It was in and out. It's very, that's a shame.
We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number three next. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.